With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health is pausing its participation in the COVID-19 vaccine mandate policy after a federal injunction has effectively stopped federal vaccine policy affecting thousands of healthcare workers throughout 10 states, including Wyoming. For now, Campbell County Health will continue to accept and process applications for religious and medical exemptions as the lawsuit continues its process. It is unclear how long it could take for that process. The Wyoming Supreme Court says state prosecutors did the right thing in prosecuting Gillette teen Dale Warner, who took a loaded gun with extra bullets to his school and had planned to shoot those inside. In an appeal, the state public defender's office questioned the decision to try him as an adult. The district court contends it analyzed and weighed all applicable factors in not trying Warner as a juvenile in family court. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The man accused of taking $13,000 in the robbery of a local grocery store now faces charges of aggravated robbery and being a felon in possession of a stolen gun. Fernando Herb Abeta pleaded not guilty and was bound over to district court. Aggravated robbery carries a penalty of 5 to 25 years in prison. He remains in the Campbell County Jail. The Gillette man, who was hurt in an oil well site explosion at the end of October, is slowly healing. Antonio Soriano was in the hospital in Greeley, Colorado, after being burned in the explosion that caused injuries to his face and hands. He now travels to Greeley for treatments to his hands. Family friend Karina Robles says folks in Gillette have been very helpful to the family, and a GoFundMe campaign has been set up for the family to offset travel expenses and other needs. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.